045 Govinda Leela Amrita Madhyan Leela at Sri Radhakund, continuing in the Ban Bihar, wandering through the forest around Radhakund. Suddenly Brinda waves her hand as if to say something, but then the sound of a flute is heard by everyone present. A sudden gust of wind has produced that sound by entering the flute that Brinda was trying to conceal in her clothes. This chapter is called Krishna Recovers His Stolen Flute. Kundalata and the surprised Sakis find Shyam's flute hidden on Brinda Devi, exclaiming, "Oh, Brinda is the thief of Krishna's flute." Then all the Sakis turn Brinda over to Krishna. Radhika proudly says, "Oh, Saki Kundalate, just see how your cousin Krishna unduly harassed us after hiding his flute on Brinda. If you do not believe me, then just ask Brinda who gave her the flute. First, inform Brinda that she will be punished if she does not tell the truth." Brinda replies, "Oh, Kundalate, it's not like that. Listen, the old she-monkey, Radha's pet monkey, the old she-monkey Kakati, forcefully snatched the flute from Shaibya Sakhi's hand. Then that old monkey gave it to me when I was hiding in the kunj with Nandimukhi." Then Kundalata hands the flute to Krishna. Happy to recover it, Krishna immediately starts playing his enchanting flute. The sweet melody arouses erotic desires within the minds of all women. Its sweet melody arouses erotic desires within the minds of all women. A religious woman's chastity may be compared with a bamboo shoot, but Krishna's flute, to turn it to sawdust. Krishna's flute causes stationary objects to move and mobile objects to stand still. Krishna's flute manifests the six seasons simultaneously and drowns the three worlds in a nectar shower of bliss. The sound of Krishna's flute acts like Kandarpa's arrows to madden even the most patient of chaste women. What to speak of women? Even men lose their composure. This is not so astounding because Krishna is the personification of Cupid himself. Mountains melt upon hearing Madhava's Murali. Seeing the streams of molten rock flowing in all directions, the birds and deer rush to drink the nectar. But when they hear the vibration of the flute, they become stunned and cannot drink. the water standing in the lakes turns solid as the sound of the Venu passes over it. As a result, the swans standing in those lakes get stuck in the solidified water and cannot move with their partners. They can neither eat the lotus stems nor feed them to their mates. Such is the wonder of Krishna's flute.